Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Zone. I love some of these slogans. O'Reilly, the no spin zone was nothing but spin. Fair and balanced was anything but fair and balanced. What other good slogans can we come up with that were not anything like they're just slogans. They were meaningless. Or actually the reality was that they were exactly the opposite of what they were purporting to be. It isn't just in radio, I guess in general. Think about your life and the things that have been either you were told by your parents or things that you grew up believing that are nonsense. Now you find them to be nonsensical. And a lot of that stuff goes on. It's a part of maturation, I think, proving that, in fact, there is life before death. Right? We all have our lives to lead. Let's have a good one. Let's have a wonderful contributing life. Nobody seems to be grappling with the question, is there life before death? I tell you, there is. Yes, it's now, here. We're in the present, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. According to Jennifer, she has a good one for us. Okay, Jennifer, prove it.
Well, I think just an interesting discussion to have, and I think maybe mostly with Kara and to some extent Victoria, and that's about...
So I can take a nap? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I mean, me too, maybe, actually. Maybe you and I can hibernate for a minute. But I thought this was kind of interesting. Just an interesting take on the situation that happened with Representative Katie Hill, who we've all heard a lot about nationally over the last week or so. Katie Hill on Thursday resigned from Congress. It was her last day, and she gave a farewell speech where she said there's a double standard and that if she were a man, she would not be forced to resign from Congress. Now, I take issue with that statement. I take issue with a lot of Katie Hill's statements because she's not necessarily resigning over her situation. She's resigning because she broke a rule, and no one really even called on her to resign except for her constituents, and that's really how it should be. If you're not familiar with Katie Hill's story, she's the congresswoman who was involved in that throuple, which is the three-person couple. She had a husband. She had a girlfriend. They were in a relationship for a couple of years, and she may have a case of revenge porn because just a couple of weeks ago, photographs of her with this woman were released, and she was naked in some of them. She was in some pretty steamy and salacious situations. In one, she was naked holding a bong and showing a tattoo that looked very similar to the Iron Cross. But what's really at the crux of her resignation is not necessarily those naked pictures. It's actually the fact that she broke an ethics law in Congress, which was just voted on by her, actually, last year, saying that Congress people could not date their staffers. They could not pay their staffers and have romantic relationships with them. The one defender of Katie Hill, and this is where the conversation, I think, begins. The one defender of Katie Hill came from a surprising place. It came from Representative Matt Gaetz, who is a staunch Republican. He was one of those people who stormed Adam Schiff's skiff. He's from Florida. He's all over cable news. He has no love for the Democrats' agenda, clearly. But he made the point, because he's a young person, that this is kind of the new normal, that this is going to be an ongoing problem with millennials as they enter office, that many of them who grew up with cell phones have naked pictures, and they might come back to haunt you, and that this shouldn't be something that knocks a person out of contention for an office. And I thought it was kind of interesting because, Doug, you and I did not grow up with a cell phone in our hand. My first one was a brick phone when I was like 16.
No one will ever find anywhere a naked picture of me. no matter.
Oh, contraire. I'm just kidding. You should see my dossier on you.
Really? Yeah.
But I guess for the ladies, is this kind of the new normal? I just think it was an unlikely place where she found support with this Republican who probably stands against everything that Katie Hill believes, but yet he came out and was the loudest over any Democrat, anybody else in Congress, defending her, saying that this shouldn't be a problem moving forward because this is really the new normal for young people.
See, I agree with that, actually, myself.
I don't really see the naked picture as the problem. Like,
right. Me neither. I'm with you on that. I that she broke the rule.
Yeah, I personally think it's... Look, I know a lot of people take naked pictures, and I'm not really sure why they still do with the amount of people who have had those pictures released.
No naked pictures of you anywhere, right?
Not that I know of, unless someone's, you know, caught me while I'm sleeping or something, which...
The trick is you keep your face out of them.
That's the number one rule for millennials going into government.
It's true. Keep your face out of it.
But yeah, the naked picture isn't the thing. How old is the guy who was defending her?
Matt Gaetz. Let me see. He looks like he's in his 30s. He's a young Republican.
So that does make sense then. That he understands culturally that this is something that, you know.
He's 37.
Okay, so
the
he gets
times
it.
They are changing. Get with it, or you know, get with it, or get out. Maybe isn't it?
Yeah, I do think that no one's naked picture should end their career or end their. You know, and look, we've all seen Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson and all those pictures that were leaked. Doug probably
didn't
hasn't,
do anything you heard there.
No, it
career.
Didn't really. It was embarrassing, but it didn't end their careers.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't end your career if you're not doing anything wrong as a politician and you have a naked picture from a former relationship who wants revenge. That should not end your career. But she also broke the ethics rule, though, like you said, Jen. The real problem is that she was hooking up with someone on her payroll.
Yeah, and she a couple of them, allegedly. One was this woman who was a campaign staffer, and the other was her legislative director. And so... I think she's misleading people when she says this is a double standard. They're only going after me because I'm bisexual or a woman. I don't think that's true. I haven't heard one person actually calling her to resign because of the pictures. I actually haven't heard of one person actually calling on her to resign except for one Republican woman running against her in her district, and that's for obvious reasons. That's the only place I've heard it.
So she but did I, this, you think, maybe because there's more to it?
I think she knows that she got caught. I think she knows that she probably broke that rule, and so she's getting out before it gets messy and before she goes through that ethics probe.
To me, the reason I don't like the whole situation is because it is messy. It's just there were so many different things that came out. And look, when it comes to naked pictures, it's really frustrating to me that it seems like the person who's the pictures come out about is the one who always gets all of the flack for it and not the person who actually
leaked
them.
I think
that person's going to get trouble, though.
Yeah,
there are revenge
I hope
porn
so.
Laws in California, so whether it was the husband or the girlfriend, whoever did it, there would probably be some ramifications. I thought it was just kind of interesting that the unlikely source defending her was this Republican guy, Matt Gaetz, who gets so much. I mean, trust me, he is so loud. He's on every cable news show. He's on CNN. He's on Fox. He's really a defender of the president. But he came out and he said, this is an issue where a lot of millennials, I think, sympathize with Katie Hill because a lot of young people who grew up with the smartphone in their hands took pictures, sent them, shared messages and materials that are now recoverable later in life.
Well, that tells me that he's also done it.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. That's what I was going, okay, number
he's
one, we know Matt, he might be
he's
in them.
To a lot of ladies. This is what that tells me.
All right, so this is...
He also said that she should be angry at her fellow Democrats for not standing up and defending her. And I would say that's probably right. She was seen as a young and rising star in the party, and everybody just sort of went, oh, hands off, because of the cancel culture that we've talked about so much here.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So tell me whether you think this is also hypocritical. The Starbucks manager who was fired, she was white. Remember last year, there were two black people who were arrested in a Starbucks in Philadelphia, and they were just hanging around waiting for a meeting, and they were arrested for waiting for a business meeting.
Yeah.
So the store manager is Shannon Phillips, it was at the time, and she was fired by the uppity-ups at Starbucks. So she this week filed a lawsuit against Starbucks, alleging that she was the victim of racial discrimination when she was terminated. She said weeks after the arrests and surrounding media coverage, Starbucks took steps to punish white employees who had not been involved in the arrest at all. She had nothing to do with the arrest of these guys.
She said she was not involved with the incident.
No,
she said
yet they fired her. I think she's got a good suit against him.
Yeah, they were looking for someone white that they could fire.
Yeah, I think we've all put ourselves between a rock and a hard place, where now we expect, you know, a big corporation like Starbucks to address the issue and do something, and so they think the way to address it is to, okay, we'll just fire someone, but then it doesn't actually fix the problem. So, I don't know. This is just
stupid. A lot of it, too, is the misreporting of the media.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the way it works. Our DJV podcasts are places and ways in which you can find information that you may, well, not just information, but the conversations continue here. And sometimes, actually, with most people, they can't listen to the whole program. So, we have podcasts that you can go to at djvshow.com. And the one that's posted now, we talk about the wildfires ravaging California. Interesting situation or solution to fix the problem there. I think you'll find the reference to GOAT, pretty interesting. The World Series winners, discussion about how the Nationals are parading around this weekend. There's a conversation we had about President Obama's take on the dangers of social media that I think people of all sides would be well adjusted to listen to. Twitter's decision to ban all political ads on their platform. That conversation as well. So you can find these stories, lots of conversation that you, if you haven't listened to the whole program, you can listen, by the way, also at djvshow.com. You hit the listen button. There are ways you can find the program itself continues and repeats all day long until the next one comes up. So you can listen to the podcast, listen to the whole program. It's all at djvshow.com. You can follow us on Facebook at djvshow.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Helani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Focus on music here coming up at 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Brad Paisley returning to television the 3rd of next month as part of an upcoming variety show called Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special. That's interesting.
That's cute. He's funny.
It is. The one-hour program set to air on ABC will showcase his humor, his music, and plenty of surprises. He Thinks He's Special includes a versatile lineup of special musical guests that range from country to pop, guests also from the rest of the entertainment world. Kelsey Ballerini will be on it. Tim McGraw, Darius Rucker, Carrie Underwood makes an appearance on the program, as well as Hootie and the Jonas Brothers. Also, let's see, look at the guest list from ABC's The Bachelor, Chris Harrison. I don't know who he is. Who's Chris Harrison?
He's the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, okay. And Peyton Manning from football. Paisley Special was put together in Nashville. A video clip of that. He promises that the music is going to flip people out. It's a musical showcase. My town, my friends, they're all playing what they wanted to play and playing it their way. Paisley continues, I'm blessed with incredible friends, live in an incredible city that really is booming right now. I think that's true. Nashville is booming. By the end, I think if you watch this program, you're going to want to come to Nashville. I like going to Nashville. I wouldn't want to live there. But it is an interesting... One of the things that makes Nashville, for me anyway, as interesting a city is not only the Ryman and the country music and all that stuff, but Vanderbilt University is quite an attractive school. Yeah, it's very campus fabulous. Yeah. Yep. All right, so that's the Brad Paisley story here on the DJV program. Moving now into the world of Journey. Journey apparently is going to hit the road next year for a big North American headlining tour with the Pretenders. The run date's kicking off in May at the Ridgefield, Washington Sunlight Amphitheater. And then it's going to 60 cities across the country, or it wraps up in New York at the Center for the Arts on the 12th of September. It's a long tour. Lots of stops. It's like they have that kind of... are they still... obviously,
oh, yeah.
Really,
this is
going to
be huge.
A crowd. Yeah. The show is set to include career-spanning sets of hits by both Journey and The Pretenders. From Don't Stop Believin', Any Way You Want It, Faithfully, to Chrissy Hynde in The Pretenders' standards, I'll Stand By You, A Brass in Pocket, Don't Get Me Wrong. It's a great, great song. Thank you so much. Tickets actually go on sale a week from today. That's interesting. Going out that fast. Pre-sales for American Express cardholders and others begin on Monday, this Monday, 4th of November. So The Pretenders. You know, one of the things that some people may or may not know or have forgotten, the theme song or the theme tune, the theme music that Limbaugh has used since his first day on the air, Rush Limbaugh, is a riff from a Pretenders song. And she's never liked that he uses it, but somehow they haven't been able to get him to stop from using it. So that riff that you hear at the beginning of each program comes from Chrissy Hynde and The Pretenders, and so does most of the music from Journey. I think I almost prefer if I were to... There's, I don't know, I guess they're 50-50 in my mind as far as impact is concerned. So, yeah, it looks like you're right, Victoria. It'd be a pretty good show. This is a very good show. It's called The DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 After the Hour.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit BanfieldFoundation.org/safertogether.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Geico presents... Oh, not again. Another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven?
And all of the burners.
My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry into President Trump continues, the whistleblower who raised concerns about that phone call with Ukraine's president now says through his attorney that he's willing to take questions from House Republicans. President Trump is again calling for his identity to be released.
The whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call. My phone call was perfecto.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says President Trump has done nothing wrong.
We're trying to impeach a president here now in this town across this country. Why? Because nothing in this conversation so far resonates with the country, especially in those 17 swing states, that would lead to a high crime or misdemeanor. That's why Nancy Pelosi has also said she's not sure that we'll get there.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Daily Thought Exchange. We are not the Thought Police. We are the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeland, Paris Schillen. Here we plan every day. Not necessarily what we're going to say, how we're going to say it, but we plan to help you all grow up. That's kind of a big thing. You do have to grow up. Yeah, a lot of people get stuck in their old beliefs, and it's a new world. It's a new world order. So many assumptions that people have, it seems to me, that are wrong. I'm not here to change your mind by any stretch of the imagination. None of us are. But there are along the way a lot of wrong-headed thoughts that people have, and I don't know that we could identify them, because I think we all might disagree, or we wouldn't agree on what it is that might be wrong-headed. But let's just say that people of all stars and stripes leave perfection behind, because the human condition is not perfect. So if we are tolerant, we listen to other people's points of view, maybe we don't agree, but here we disagree without being disagreeable. And that's the difference. That's the detail. That's the sort of between the sheets. Speaking of between the sheets, interesting story, Victoria, from the world
of... That's a good
segue. Of, thank
I'll
you.
Give you that one.
Thank you. Suzanne's... this is... excuse me. I'll try not to ply too much into this because I'm the same age as she is, but I'm not enjoying life the way she is. Maybe put it that way.
She's having a lot more fun than you, right?
There was a time, but it isn't now. Anyway, so what do we have?
So Suzanne Somers is in the news because she is talking very candidly about her sex life with her husband, Alan Hamill. Now, they've been married for almost 43 years, mm-hmm. and she is 73, as you said. Alan is 83, and they both take shots of PT-141. I have no idea what that is. It's apparently not a drug, but
it's
I'm not sure exactly what
it is. PT-109, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so PT-141 apparently
you know
helps
what it
them
is?
Both get in the mood.
It's a, if I'm remembering correctly, and Jennifer's going to take a shot at me from knowing this.
I was getting it ready, actually. Like our expert here.
It has to do with something, a liquid that comes from a lamb. And I don't know
Ew.
That much more.
Well, there is nothing about drinking lamb juice that would make
no,
me feel.
No, they're not drinking it. They don't drink it.
That's
no, they're shooting. Well, I don't know.
It's
a shot,
isn't it?
I don't
know.
Yeah, it is a
injecting
shot.
It.
Yeah,
and it's an injection.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I guess we'll have to look it up because it's pretty intriguing. She said, "I'm kind of in that groove, like when we were younger, and you're in the mood all the time. So is he, because he's on hormone replacements." Well, you know, that's her big thing. She wrote the book on what's it
she
called?
Wrote the book of love,
bioidentical hormones, and it's for women who go through menopause. And she wrote a whole book on it. It was a Sex and the City, the second movie she was featured prominently. One of the characters, Samantha Jones, was going through the same thing. So anyway, so she's really big into hormone replacement. So the husband, who's 83, is on that. And apparently both of them are taking this shot. She said it's a great thing because men have Viagra, but this actually is a shot for both men and women. It's not a drug. It stimulates that part of your brain that tells you that you're in the mood. So she said that she and her husband have sex 2 times a day. And she said, "I usually say I sleep through one of them. That's usually the one at 4 o'clock in the morning. But then by 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm back in the mood." So,
because
I don't know. Now, the side effects are they frolic through fields and eat grass.
4 o'clock in the morning?
About how bad
it's a peptide. It costs, depending on where you get it, $55, $60 bucks a shot.
But now what? So it's a peptide that comes from a lamb?
And that's basically, there's a lamb. You can get it in a couple of different ways. You can get it as a shot or as a powder. But it comes from the placenta of a lamb, I believe. After
who the hell ever discovered that, and why, and how?
People do all kinds of. Are you kidding? When it comes to sexual stimulants, there's all kinds of stuff.
But who would even think about a lamb placenta is going to have some sort of effect on Suzanne Somers? Like it's just, or 83-year-old Alan.
And now, because it's now being used by bodybuilders as well. To build themselves, it's non-steroidal.
Mm-hmm.
There are experiments going on all the time in that world. People trying to get bigger and not hurt their organs and stuff. You know, if you take enough of the steroidal stuff, it'll kill your sex drive, number one. And number two, it'll kill your body. The stuff that's in there that attacks all of your organs and stuff. So you may have big muscles, but you don't have much going on inside of your body. This stuff was supposedly built, and it must not be hurting her or him, because they've been on it for quite a while, frankly.
My question would be,
what if it's artificially stimulated, then is there any real love involved, or is it just a physical act? It's okay.
Well, I don't know. Ask that of anyone who's ever taken Viagra.
Doug, so what do you think?
Yeah. Was there any love involved, or was it just artificial?
Well, there's a certain amount of lust that's involved in everybody's life as well. So, anyway, it's nice that she feels strong enough about it,
too. Well, they've been married for 43 years.
Yeah.
I think they probably
like
are cool and love each other.
Right.
She says they actually slept together on their first date because she said he was so gorgeous that she just had to sleep with him.
He's still a good-looking guy at 83. He's still a good-looking man. He is. All right. That's right. This is the badass segment here on the DJV program at 42 past the hour.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work, and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven? And all of the burners. My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Joining me again here is Adam Burns, who's becoming a fixture on the program. His focus is sports betting. He's the sports book manager for betonline.ag, and certainly discussing the results of the World Series. If you look at the odds back in the spring, the Washington Nationals were pretty much on the bottom of the list. So let's say you bet on the Nationals to win, the Washington Nationals, what would the payoff, or what is the payoff today for people who are cashing in on their bets supporting the Nationals? And were there many of them at betonline.ag?
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, they didn't have high expectations. They were about 33-1. So if you bet $100, you'd win $3,300. So it was a pretty good payout. Actually, one of my friends took them at those odds. So he's really pretty happy today. I think he's already at the bar drinking. And, but going into the finals, they were actually 2-1 underdogs to win the series against the Astros. And, I actually bet them to win that series. I thought that was a pretty good value bet. Yeah. I thought, you know, they shouldn't be that high. And, but it was a great series. I mean, went to 7 games and it was pretty exciting. And then, but they ended up pulling away yesterday and winning. And for the book, when it comes to World Series odds, that was one of our best results. So we did pretty good yesterday. So the guys are pretty happy here at work.
All right. So let's play the same scenario in football. At the beginning of the football season, the odds high on the Patriots to win, various other teams, the Saints, the Chiefs, the 49ers, the Packers. Where did they stack up at the beginning, and are those odds sticking as the season moves along?
Well, the Patriots were favorites going in at about 4-1, mm-hmm. Which is not surprising. I mean, it's hard to bet against them. And look, right now, I mean, Tom Brady's not having the best year, but he's still managing the team, and their defense is really kind of carrying them. So they're at 2-1 right now to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at other teams, the Packers, I'm actually wearing my Packers hat right now. Because I bet them at 25-1 at the beginning of the season. They're at 8-1 right now.
Really?
To win it all. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Brady versus Rodgers in the finals. And I mean, I think that would be a great Super Bowl, and probably the most watched and epic one almost ever.
Yeah.
Saints were about 10-1 going into the year. They're 5-1 now. I mean, Brees is back and he looks pretty good. So, you know, they're in the mix. The Niners were pretty high. The Niners were about 30-1, I think, at the beginning. And then now they're at 8-1, and there's money coming in on them. I mean, they haven't lost.
Really?
But they got a couple hard games coming up in the next few weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how they stack up against some better teams in that situation.
There was an event. There was a dispute between officials and players in one of the ball games. Do you bet on things like that? If somebody criticizes an official, do people ever do that?
Yeah, we actually had odds up on it. On you know, who's the next player to get fined for criticizing officials?
Really?
You know, we had Jalen Ramsey, Odell Beckham, Clay Matthews. Then we had the next coach to be fined for criticizing officials. You know, Gruden, Kitchens, Arians, who I think actually did this week. So yeah, we had stuff up like that, and you know, people actually put money on this these crazy things.
Yeah, it really is. You look at some of the things that people are bidding on, and the next head coach to be fined for criticizing officials. Gruden was what, 400-1. I was looking at the list to see. What's his face from the Patriots is, because he's pretty, I don't even see him on the list.
No, we don't have him on the list. You know what, I think Belichick is the type of guy, he almost rarely says a word to the officials, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's not like a Pete Carroll who runs out onto the field in the middle of the field and yells at them and should be getting fined, but they somehow let him get away with it.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a game last year in Seattle. And I was literally sitting front row right behind him, and he ran onto the field and started yelling at an official. And I was hearing him, what he was saying, and they didn't give him a penalty. And I was like,
really?
How did he get away with this?
Going back to baseball for a minute, are there bets already on who will win the World Series next year? Does it go that far out?
Yeah, we already do have it up. You know, it's the main teams. I mean, Yankees, favorite. Yeah. Obviously, Houston. You know, Houston's at 5-1, Yankees at 8-1, Nationals at 8-1, Phillies 25-1, Red Sox 12-1. Those are sort of the top teams. Indians, Braves 16-1.
Yeah.
Dodgers 12-1, which may be a bit of value there. I think they kind of slid down a bit at the end of the year, but they still can have a good team.
Yeah, they showed well at the beginning of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, but all those odds are up already.
Check the odds. Very interesting and so broad what you can bet on. If you go to the betonline.ag website, see what you can bet on. Have some fun. Adam Burns, the sports book manager for betonline.ag here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fabulous experience with Nick Miles. He is our auto expert. His website explains it all, tells it all, moves you into a place of enjoying actually the experience of having a car, which is what this is all about. So, Nick, I have never asked you about the so-called connected car. There are a lot of different definitions I've seen. Would you like to define what you think a connected car is for us so we really get it from an expert? What's a connected car?
Well, the basic idea of a connected car is a car that isn't isolated. It talks to other things either on the road or in the cloud or the central computer. So the car actually has a connection with a computer, similar to what you would have with a cell phone to something else. And so what it can do is bring data into the car and it can send data out of the car. So that's the basis of a connected car. So it means a car that's not just isolated on the road, but it's talking to either other vehicles, to other road users, to pedestrians, that type of thing.
All right. So do you have one? Do you own what you consider to be an up-to-date connected car?
Yeah, I do. My car can get over the air updates to its navigation system. So when the maps change, as they frequently do, I don't know if you've ever been on a road and the map says the road goes somewhere and it doesn't actually go somewhere because it wasn't updated properly. Those can be updated over the air. The software in your car can be updated over the air. Of course, with all this, and the naysayers will tell you, this car, there comes a security problem. And if somebody else is talking to your car, do the bad guys get to talk to your car too and get all your info and make your car do horrible things?
It's a hacker's paradise, it would seem.
Absolutely.
Who wants that? The General Motors folks, speaking of who wants that, situation with the recall of about 600,000 SUVs, what would that be? General Motors, the GMC the Escalade, the Chevrolet Suburban, that bunch? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, GM were the ones that had that key problem. I don't know if you remember that, but they had a key problem.
Yes.
That really started like the huge amount of recalls that came one after the other, and I think they ended up having like 75 incidents where people's life was in danger. They've had it rough. The last one that they, you know, they've had the Takata airbag recall, which was in some of those. They were offering free repairs to that, so GM had had those problems. They've had some recalls over the years. The 600,000 currently that's going on with GM is sort of just in addition to other things that they have out there. They're four-wheel drive trucks mostly that they're recalling. And what you can do, and I tell everyone to do this all the time, is go to NHTSA.gov, and input your VIN number, and it'll tell you exactly what your car is being recalled for, whether it's on any kind of recall list, and how urgent that recall is as well. So GM do have some outstanding. Even if you go to the GM website, by the way, you can put in your VIN number, and it'll tell you whether your vehicle is being recalled or what it's for, whether it's for the Takata airbag or something else.
All right, I see that Chrysler and Puco, I always call the Peugeots Pucos because that's what they look like. Don't they look like, I mean, the Peugeot? Come on.
Yeah.
It's serious about it. The French have never been serious about much of anything or taken seriously, and that includes their car. So why? What's the attraction of Chrysler, or as you call them, Chrysler? What's the attraction of making this merger? Big deal.
Well, interestingly enough, so Chrysler Peugeot, Peugeot Citroën is quite a big company, PSA. They do something really well. That's small, cheap cars. My brother-in-law always makes the joke, if you slam the door too hard, the paint comes off. They do have a little bit of a reputation for not being great cars, but they are real masters at making small cars. This is one thing that Fiat Chrysler do horribly. They don't make small cars. They make big Dodges and big trucks and giant big Chrysler 300s, and so they can make those really well, but they haven't mastered the small car. And so to try and cut down on development costs of making these connected cars or making cars which actually are small and efficient, they're actually going to team up together so they can get a jump ahead. It does make them the fourth largest automaker in the world. They jump ahead of General Motors. General Motors had 8.3 million sales last year, and together Fiat and Chrysler will have about 8.7 million sales. So they'll be a fairly big company, just behind VW and Toyota in the amount of sales that they make. So it might be good for them. I'm not sure it's good for all of us.
Yeah, well, you won't find me driving. I'm sticking to my Rover, thanks. Here's Nick Miles. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.